We have been pondering in some detail and with a range of often quite brilliant and meticulous historical approaches, this interesting fact that perhaps uniquely amongst major Western Muslim communities, British Muslims have this very distinctive, sometimes eccentric, but sometimes quite passionate prehistory. It would be difficult, I think, to imagine in the context of many Western European countries such a constellation of luminaries as Pickthall, Quilliam, Parkinson and others. Perhaps this is just my ignorance, but it does seem that we have this this advantage. And I've also been very happy with the extent to which the speakers have avoided the obvious temptation of proposing these individuals as people who can simply be wheeled out in order to generate solutions to the problems that communities are facing today. We don't inhabit a world in which there is an Ottoman Sultan Caliph. We don't inhabit a world in which generally the perception of Muslims is framed in the context of different races. We don't live in the context of a triumphant British Empire. Our questions are different. But still, we find, at least in the energy of those people and the way in which, in their distinctive ways, in their Victorian or Edwardian context, they were able to find ways of recognizably, unmistakably, undeniably inhabiting both spaces, of, as it were, being amphibians, very English or very Scottish, but also at the same time unmistakably true and faithful to an Islamic passion as they understood it. That, I think, is something that we can all take away with us today. I'm hugely grateful to all of the speakers. It's evident that some of them, most of them, I think, really worked very hard on their presentations. My hope is that if we speak nicely enough to them, they will allow us to take their scripts from their clutches and put them together to create what I hope will be quite an interesting collection of essays. It's been a great privilege for us here in the college to be the midwife of that that project. Grateful to the organisers. I had a rather marginal role myself, but a lot of hard work has gone into this. Dr. Artif, Abdulaziz, Amara, Davina, and everybody in the office. Of course, Latif, the cook, who has been slaving away while we've been enjoying this intellectual feast. And, of course, the incumbent at St. Paul's Church here. We just inhabit the former vicarage, and this is the main space of the complex. And my hopes that we will be able to do this again, looking at it from different angles, but also conferences on other aspects of the British Muslim experience. This is very much at the heart of what we do. And thanks also to those who've been contributing with donations and to the Nahod Foundation, who have generously undertaken to underwrite the main costs of this. We're hugely grateful to everybody for their goodwill and for their prayers. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.